ततो जयमुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु पवित्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवाय भागवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो वन चैप्टर 11 श्लोक 30 अथाविशत् स्वभावनम् सर्वकमम् अनुतमम् प्रसादा यत्र पत्नीनम् सहस्राणि च षोडश अथाविशत् स्वभावानम् सर्वकामम्
अनुतमम्
प्रसादायत्र पत्नीनम् सहस्राणि च षोडश अथाविशत् स्वभावानम् सर्वकामम् अनुतमम् प्रसादायत्र पत्नीनम् सहस्राणि च षोडश अथाविशत् स्वभावानम् सर्वकामम्
अनुतमम्
प्रसादयत्र पत्नीनम् सहस्राणि च षोडश
अथाविशत् स्वभावानम्
सर्वकामम् अनुत्तमम्
प्रसादायत्र पत्नीनां सहस्राणि च षोडश
अनुद्वर्तत्स्वभावम्
अथाविशत् स्वभावानां
सर्वकामम् अनुत्तमम् प्रसादायत्र
पत्नीनाहस्राणि
च षोडश
Personal policies.
Sarva.
Kamam.
Desires.
Anutamam. Perfect to the fullest extent. Prasada. Policies.
Yatra.
Where? Patninam. Of the wives numbering Sahasrani,
thousands,
cha,
over
and above,
shodasha,
sixteen.
Sixteen.
Translation. Thereafter, the Lord entered his palaces, which were perfect to the fullest extent. His wives lived in them, and they numbered over 16,000. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna had 16,108 wives, and for each and every one of them there was a fully equipped palace, complete with necessary compounds and gardens. Full descriptions of these palaces is given in the 10th canto. All the palaces were made of the best marble stone. They were illuminated by jewels and decorated by curtains and carpets of velvet and silk, nicely bedecked and embroidered with gold lace. The personality of Godhead means one who is full with all power, all energy, all opulences, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. Therefore, in the palaces of the Lord, there was nothing wanting for fulfilling all desires of the Lord. The Lord is unlimited, and therefore his desires are also unlimited, and the supply is also unlimited. Everything being unlimited, it is concisely described here as sarva kamam, or full with all desirable equipment. Oma jnana timirandasya jnanjana shalakaya jasurumilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha panchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhaye vacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're hearing, you can translate, who's Nepali or Thai? So, we're hearing about Lord Krishna returning to Dwarka. And we heard how all the citizens of Dwarka, they all came to meet him and receive him. And then Krishna met with his mother and father, Vasudev, Devaki, and Vasudev had other wives. Vasudev had 18 wives. So Lord Krishna met all of his mothers, all 18 mothers. And now we're hearing how Lord Krishna enters into his own palace and meets with his different wives. Lord Krishna could expand himself to be with each of the wives. Just like yogis, some yogis, they can expand themselves up to 8 or 9 times.
Like no word of someone is to one on a
But Lord Krishna, He is Swayam Bhagavan, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He can expand Himself unlimitedly. So sometimes people are surprised, they think, oh, what kind of person is it would have so many wives? But in the Vedic culture, it was common for people to have more than one wife. One reason why people have more than one wife is because there are usually more women than there are men in the world. And not all men want to get married. Some men just want to be brahmacharis and sannyasis. They don't want to get married. It's better if they're a good man, then they can take more than one wife. Of course, in the modern times, this is not allowed. The government, the law does not allow people to have more than one wife. In some places, they allow it. Muslim, for example, they have, according to their law, they are allowed to have more than one wife. And even in Hindu culture, we see sometimes also people have more than one wife. But the man has to be able to support more than one wife. The problem today is most men are so poor they can hardly support one wife. So this is the problem in the Kali Yuga, that people even if they get married, they're afraid to have children because they think we can't afford it, but you know, how will we ever support to pay for the child? So therefore we see people, they have things like they have, you know, family planning programs and encourage birth control and abortions. So this is all sinful activities and very bad for people. So one reason why Krishna has so many wives is because he can support all of them. He provides a nice palace for each and every wife. And he could also expand himself so that he could be with each wife. Not that one day he's with this wife and the next day he goes to the next palace. No, every day he was with each and every wife.
Yes,
And when the yogi expands himself nine times, each of the expansions they do the same thing.
जैसे योगीले नौवटा भिन्न आँखा बनाउनु हुन्छ अरे तर त्यो भन्दाखेरि कस्तो हुन्छ अरे एउटाले व्यक्तिले केही गर्यो भने त्यो उसको एक्सपान्सनले पनि नौवटा अरूले पनि ठिकै त्यही नै गर्नुपर्छ अरे
But Krishna could expand himself and he could do different things in each place.
तर कृष्ण भगवान्ले चाहिँ आफूले त्यसरी बढाउनु भयो बढाउँदाखेरि के हुन्छ एउटाले खाने एउटाले अर्कोले के गर्ने जे पनि गर्नु हुन्थ्यो सबैले एउटै गर्नुपर्छ भन्ने
And Narada Muni had visited all the different palaces in Dwarka and he'd seen Krishna do all different activities in every place. Also, we should understand why Krishna accepted so many wives. Well, one reason was these different women had approached him. To be their husband.
कृष्ण भगवान्ले यति धेरै श्रीमती किन राख्नुभयो त भन्दाखेरि अर्को कारण चाहिँ के भन्दाखेरि सबै क्विनहरूले माताजीहरूले कृष्ण भगवान्लाई आएर हामीलाई हामीसँग बिहा गरिदिनु भनेर उनीहरूले प्रपोजल राखेको
We know Krishna's first wife was Rukmini and she had written a letter to Krishna because her brother was going to get her married to another man, to Shishupala.
किनभने जस्तै हामीलाई थाहा छ रुक्मिणी चाहिँ कृष्ण भगवान्को सबभन्दा सर्वप्रथम श्रीमती हुनुहुन्थ्यो र उहाँले रुक्मिणीले कृष्ण भगवान्लाई चिठी लेख्नुभयो मलाई आउनुहोस् मलाई बिहा गर्नुहोस् भनेर किनभने उहाँको रुक्मिणीको दाइले शिशुपालसँग बिहा गरिदिनु लागिरहेको थियो
So when Krishna got the letter, then he came there and he kidnapped Rukmini just before she was going to get married.
कृष्ण भगवान्ले चिठी पाउनु भयो त्यसपछि चिठी पाएपछि कृष्ण भगवान् आउनुभयो र आएर रुक्मिणीलाई हरण गर्नुभयो
So this was Krishna's first wife, but then there were other wives, different kings approached Krishna and they asked him to accept their daughter.
र त्यस्तो रुक्मिणी त एकजना हुनुभयो त्यस्तै गरेर अरू पनि राजाहरूको छोरीहरूलाई पनि राजाहरूले आएर उसलाई हाम्रो पनि छोरीलाई बिहा गरिदिनुहोस्
Just like Satrajit, there was an incident in Dwarka about the Shaimantaka jewel. There was a big jewel called Shaimantaka jewel, and it was producing gold every day.
Just
like
one Shaimantaka.
So at one point this jewel went missing and they thought they didn't know who had stolen it. They didn't know who had taken this jewel. So Krishna had to go and find it. And actually what had happened was the jewel had been found by the child of Jambavan. Jambavan had a young child who had picked up the jewel. It had been found one time. Somebody was carrying it and they got killed by the lion. And then Jambavan's child was there and Jambavan's child picked up the jewel and was playing with it.
र उसलाई बाघले खाइदियो सिंहले खाइदियो मार्यो त्यसपछि त्यो जम्मावानको छोराले उसले चाहिँ त्यो देखेर उसले चाहिँ खेलाइरहेको थियो सानो बच्चा
And then Jambavan came and he had a big fight with Krishna and they fought for many days.
त्यसै गरेर अब जम्मावानले त्यो हिरा पाउनुभयो र कृष्ण र जम्मावानमा ठुलो युद्ध भयो
So Jambavan, he used to fight in the army of Lord Ramachandra when they fought against Ravan.
जम्मावान चाहिँ भनौँ न द्वापर युगको पालामा त्रेता युगको पालामा राम भगवान् र रावणको लडाइँ हुँदाखेरि राम भगवान्सँग रावणको विरुद्धमा जम्मावानले लडाइँ गर्नु
So when Jambavan could not defeat Krishna, then he understood that Krishna must be the same as Lord Rama and he surrendered to Lord Krishna.
र त्यसपछि जम्मावानले जब हराउन सकेन कृष्णलाई त्यसपछि उहाँले बुझ्नुभयो यो त भगवान् नै हुनुपर्छ राम र कृष्णमा केही अन्तर छैन होला भनेर बुझेर
And then he brought his daughter, Jambavati, and gave his daughter to Lord Krishna for his wife. And then Krishna brought the jewel back to Dwarka. And then gave it to Satrajit, thanked Krishna. And then he gave his daughter, Satyamama, to Krishna. And then another time there was a king, he had a very nice daughter, but he said, if you want to marry my daughter, he told Krishna, you have to defeat these 8 bulls. They kept 8 bulls which were very fierce with big horns, and they were really nasty bulls. And they said, you have to, if you want to marry my daughter, you have to show us that you're worthy to be her husband by tying up these bulls. So Krishna expanded himself 8 times and he tied up each of the bulls. And in this way he got another wife. You know, just like Lord Ramachandra, to get Sita, he had to pick up that bow and he had to bend that bow, the bow of Lord Shiva. And before Arjuna could get Draupadi for a wife, he had to pierce the eye of the fish. So the same way Krishna got his 8 principal wives in these by performing different wonderful feats. But then there was one king, he was a very bad king, and he used to go and defeat other kings, and when he would defeat these kings, he would take their daughters, and he would keep all their daughters in his palace. So he had 16,000 different princesses all put captured them all, defeated them, taken them prisoners from other kings. So Lord Krishna came and he had to fight this demon, and he defeated this demon and killed him, and he freed all the princesses. So when the princesses were freed, they said to Krishna, they said, we have nowhere to go. We can't go anywhere, nobody will want us now because we've been touched, we've been taken by another man. By force, they had been taken by this demon. But when a woman is touched by another man, then in the Vedic culture, then no other man wants her.
खास वैदिक संस्कृति में देखिए उनसे बनाया रही और उन्हें व्यक्ति ले उन्हें पुरुष ले स्त्रीलाई छोयो भने त्यसपछि अरू कुनै पनि व्यक्तिले कुनै पनि पुरुषले त्यो स्त्रीलाई अप्नाउँदैन.
Just like Bhishma. Bhishma was brahmachari, but he wanted to get some wife for his brother, Vichitravirya.
जस्तै हामीलाई उदाहरण थाहा छ, भीष्म चाहिँ ब्रह्मचारी हुनुहुन्थ्यो र उसलाई चाहिँ उहाँलाई आफ्नो भाइहरू थिए विचित्रवीरहरूलाई श्रीमती खोज्नको लागि भनेर भीष्म जानु.
So he kidnapped three sisters, Amba, Ambika, and Ambalika.
त्यसपछि भीष्मले चाहिँ के गर्नुभयो भन्दाखेरि तिनजना राजकुमारीहरूलाई हरण गर्नुभयो. अम्बा, अम्बालिका र
अम्बिका,
अम्बिका र अम्बालिका.
So he brought them for Vichitravirya, and one of the girls was, she said, I cannot marry Vichitravirya, I'm already engaged to marry another man.
एकजनाले चाहिँ के भन्नुभयो, ओहो मैले त विचित्रवीरलाई बिहा गर्न मिल्दैन. विचित्रवीर चाहिँ भीष्मको भाइ हुनुहुन्थ्यो. मैले विचित्रवीरलाई बिहा गर्न मिल्दैन किनभने मैले आफ्नो हृदयको अर्को एउटा केटालाई दिइसकेँ, म उसँग बिहा गर्ने फिक्स भइसकेँ.
So Bhishma agreed, okay, you can go back. If you're already supposed to marry some other man, you better go back. So when she went back, then the man said, I don't want you now. You're already touched by another man.
त्यो पुरुषले के भन्यो, राजाले अँ म त तिमीलाई बिहा गर्न मिल्दैन, मैले तिमीलाई अपनाउन मिल्दैन किनभने तिमीलाई त अरूले हरण गरेर लैसक्यो, अरूले छोइसक्यो.
So she came back to where her two sisters were and she said that he doesn't want me now.
र त्यसपछि त्यो भनौँ न दिदी बहिनीमा एकजना चाहिँ फर्केर फेरि आउनुभयो, मलाई त अब उसले राजाले अप्नाएन.
So she said, Bhishma, this is your fault. You touch me, you made me lose my chastity.
त्यसपछि उहाँले भन्नुभयो, भीष्म यो तिम्रो सबै ऊ हो, तिमीले गरेर नै मलाई सबै दुःख भन्नुभयो, मलाई त पुरुषले अप्नाएन किनभने तिमीले मलाई हरण गर्यो, तिमीले मलाई छोएर लिएर आयो, अब त्यो उसले पुरुषले पनि मलाई अप्नाउँदैन, अब के गर्ने.
So she said, you should marry me now.
त्यसपछि
But Bhishma says, no, I've already vowed, I'm brahmachari, I'm not going to marry. So she went to Bhishma's guru and she complained. Bhishma's guru was Parasuram. So Parasuram said, don't worry, he told the girl, don't worry, he's my disciple, I'll tell him he has to marry you. And so Parasuram came and he told Bhishma, you should marry this girl, you touched her and she lost her husband, her fiancé, the man didn't want to marry her, it's your fault, you have to marry her now.
And this body, Parasuram le bhanu bhayo Bhishma lai, aba timle biya garnu parcha, yo stri sanga, kinabhane timle usai haran garera liera aayo, timle chhoyo pani, tespachi lyae pachi aba farkera jandakheri usai usko aafule pahila swayambhar gare ketale pani apnaena.
But Parasuram fought with Bhishma and he couldn't defeat him. So that woman, she went away and she did austerities and she worshipped Lord Shiva and she became a tapasvi and she did great austerities to get a benediction that in her next life she would be able to bring about the death of Bhishma.
त्यसपछि त्यो स्त्रीलाई चाहिँ साह्रै दुःख पर्यो, मलाई न यता भएन उता भएन भनेर गुरुले पनि केही गर्न सक्नु भएन अनि उहाँलाई साह्रै चिन्ता लागेर उहाँले चाहिँ गएर पुरा तपस्या गर्नुभयो, ठुलो तपस्या गरेर अर्को जन्ममा चाहिँ म भीष्मको मृत्युको कारण बन्न सकौँ भनेर उहाँले तपस्या गर्नु.
So next life, She took birth as a man.
Ra arko jivan ma chai wahale keta ko jasto sharir paunu bhayo.
And whenever Vishnu would see that man, he knew that this she was a woman who wanted to kill him.
Ra jaile pani Bhishma le dekhnu hunthyo te keta lai, te keta lai dekhne pachi ko yo ta stri ho pahila ko janma ko ra yesle malai marne mero lai karan huncha bhanera wahale thahu.
And when Bhishma vowed he would never fight a woman.
भीष्मले त्यस्तै गरेर एउटा प्रतिज्ञा गर्नुभएको थियो कि कहिले पनि उहाँ कोही स्त्रीसँग लडाइँ गर्नुहुन्न भनेर.
So whenever that man would come in front of Bhishma, Bhishma would put down his bow. He wouldn't fight.
र जहिले पनि त्यो व्यक्ति भनौँ न भीष्म अगाडि आउँथ्यो युद्ध गर्नलाई भीष्मले आफ्नो बाढ चाहिँ तल राख्छ.
And that was when they filled Bhishma's body with arrows.
र यसै गरेर नै अर्जुनले भनौँ न भीष्मलाई मार्न सक्छन् पुरै शरीरभरि बाढे बाढे.
So there were these 16,000 princesses, they had been touched by this demon. They said, now we're helpless, we have nobody to take care of us.
त्यस्तै गरी 16,000 राजकुमारीहरूले भने ओ कृष्ण भगवान अब हामी कहाँ जाने कस के गर्ने हामी त साह्रै अनाथ जस्ता भयो.
So Lord Krishna said, don't worry, I will accept all of you. You can all become my wife.
र त्यसपछि कृष्ण भगवान्ले के भन्नुभयो तिमीहरू यसरी चिन्ता गर्नु पर्दैन मैले तिमीहरू सबैलाई बिहा गर्छु.
लॉर्ड कृष्ण gave them all a palace, gave them a nice palace in Dwarka.
र त्यसपछि कृष्ण भगवान्ले बिहा गरेपछि सबैजनालाई एक एकवटा महल दिनुभयो.
Because they had nobody to, nowhere to go, no shelter, so Lord Krishna accepted all of them.
उनीहरू सबै अनाथ जस्ता भएका थिए, कहाँ जाने कसको आधारमा बस्ने केही पनि थिएन र कृष्ण भगवान्ले सबै 16,000 राजकुमारीहरूलाई आफ्नो आश्रय दिनुभयो.
So how merciful Lord Krishna is.
देख्न सकिन्छ कृष्ण भगवान् कति कृपालु
हुनुहुन्छ. He is showing his opulence as the personality of Godhead.
यसबाट हामी देख्न सकिन्छ कृष्ण भगवान्ले चाहिँ कसरी आफ्नो भगवान्को स्वरूप कृपालु रूप देखाइरहनु
भएको. Actually he can have millions of wives if he wants.
खास त उहाँले खोज्नुहुन्छ भने उहाँसँग चाहिँ लाखौँ करोडौँ श्रीमतीहरू हुन्छ.
And he can provide for all of them.
र उहाँले सबैजनालाई रक्षा गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ देखदेख.
So ordinary people, they cannot understand these pastimes of Krishna.
Samada vyaktiharle chai Krishna ko yo sabai lila harulai bujhna sakdaina ninda garchan.
But they have to hear about them in the proper manner.
Paramale ramro sanga bhaktaharu ko kaan bata bhaktaharle goreko kura suniyo bhane Srimad Bhagavatam ma jasto tesei kura suniyo bhane bichare unharko bichar pani
thiyo. Lord Krishna is Bhagavan and he has great opulence.
कृष्ण चाहिँ भगवान् हुनुहुन्छ र भगवान् भएको हुनाले उहाँसँग कति धेरै शक्तिहरू छ कति धेरै.
We cannot imitate Krishna's pastimes.
हामीले कृष्ण भगवान्को नक्कल गर्न मिल्दैन. कृष्ण भगवान्ले लीलामा यस्तो गर्नुभयो भनेर हामी नक्कल गर्न सक्छौँ.
But we can serve Krishna.
तर हामीले कृष्णलाई सेवा गर्नुपर्छ.
Krishna is like the rich man and we're like the poor man.
कृष्ण भगवान् चाहिँ एकदम धनी व्यक्ति जस्तो हुनुहुन्छ र हामी चाहिँ एउटा गरिब व्यक्ति.
So when the rich man and the poor man combine together, then they both enjoy. So this is Krishna consciousness. We want to enjoy by serving Krishna. Okay, any questions?
Maharaj,
she's saying that she hears so many things about Krishna and she wants to remember it, but after some time she just forgets it. How can you remember?
You have to hear again and again.
Maharaj, the fairy fairy suni rahanga.
You have to keep hearing. And you have to repeat, you have to tell others what you hear, you have to repeat it. Then you will remember more. Okay. So you go and remember, you try to repeat what you heard today, you go and repeat it. You go and tell Champakavata. And Sarat Purnima will tell Sundarangi. And in this way you can all be in Krishna consciousness. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, Shri Chaitanya.